Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshacharane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a class on the book entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is part one of the final chapter, chapter 90, which is divided into several sections. So this first part is called Epilogue, Some Unanswered Questions. This particular section is picking up from where we left off in our last class from the previous chapter, where Arjuna was saved from committing suicide by Krishna's mercy, and Krishna drove his chariot and took Arjuna to see Mahavishnu on his planet. Srila Prabhupada says, after returning from the spiritual kingdom, which he was able to visit personally with Krishna, Arjuna was very much astonished. He thought to himself that although he was only an ordinary living entity, by the grace of Krishna, it had been possible for him to see personally the spiritual world. Not only had he seen the spiritual world, but he had also personally seen the original Mahavishnu, the cause of the material creation. It is said that Krishna never goes out of Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gachati. Krishna is supreme in Mathura. He is more supreme in Dwaraka, and he is most supreme in Vrindavan. Krishna's pastimes in Dwaraka are displayed by his Vasudeva portion. Yet there is no difference between the Vasudeva portion manifested in Mathura and Dwaraka and the original manifestation of Krishna in Vrindavan. In the beginning of this book, we discussed that when Krishna appears, all his incarnations, plenary portions, and portions of the plenary portions come with him. Thus, some of his different pastimes are manifested not by the original Krishna himself, but by his expansions. Prabhupada continues, why Arjuna was puzzled by Krishna's going to see Karna Navashayi Vishnu in the spiritual world is fully discussed in the commentaries of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as follows. It is understood from the speech of Mahavishnu that he was very eager to see Krishna. It may be said, however, that since Mahavishnu took away the Brahman's sons, he must certainly have gone to Dwaraka to do so. Therefore, why did he not see Krishna there? A possible answer is that unless Krishna gives his permission, he cannot be seen even by Mahavishnu, lying in the causal ocean of the spiritual world. Thus, Mahavishnu took away the Brahman sons, one after another, just after their births, so that Krishna would come personally to the causal ocean to retrieve them. And then Mahavishnu would be able to see Krishna there. If that is so, then the next question is this. Why would Mahavishnu come to Dwaraka personally if he were not able to see Krishna? Why did he not send some of his associates to take away the sons of the Brahman? A possible answer is that it is very difficult to put any of the citizens of Dwaraka into trouble in the presence of Krishna. Therefore, because it was not possible for any of Mahavishnu's associates to take away the Brahman sons, Mahavishnu personally came to take them. And yet another question may also be raised. The Lord is known as Brahmanyadeva, the worshipable deity of the Brahmanas. So why was he inclined to put a Brahmana into such a terrible condition of lamentation over one son after another until the 10th son was taken away? The answer is that Lord Mahavishnu was so eager to see Krishna that he did not hesitate even to give trouble to a Brahman. Although giving trouble to a Brahman is a forbidden act, Lord Vishnu was prepared to do anything in order to see Krishna. He was that eager to see him. After losing each of his sons, the Brahman would come to the gate of the palace and accuse the king of not being able to give the Brahmins protection and of thus being unfit to sit on the royal throne. It was Mahavishnu's plan that the Brahman would accuse the Kshatriyas and Krishna, and Krishna would be obliged to come see him to take away the Brahman's sons back. Still, another question may be raised. If Mahavishnu cannot see Krishna, then how was Krishna obliged to come before him, after all, to take back the sons of the Brahman? The answer is that Lord Krishna went to see Lord Mahavishnu, not exactly to take away the sons of the Brahman, but only for Arjuna's sake. His friendship with Arjuna was so intimate that when Arjuna prepared himself to die by entering the fire, Krishna wanted to give him complete protection. Arjuna, however, would not desist from entering the fire unless the sons of the Brahman were brought back. Therefore, Krishna promised him, "I shall bring back the Brahman sons. Do not try to commit suicide." If Lord Krishna were going to see Lord Vishnu only to reclaim the sons of the Brahmins, then he would not have waited until the 10th son was taken. But when the 10th son was taken away by Lord Mahavishnu, and Arjuna was therefore ready to enter the fire, because his promise was going to prove false, that serious situation made Lord Krishna decide to go with Arjuna to see Mahavishnu. It is said, Arjuna is an empowered incarnation of Nara Narayan. He is even sometimes called Nara Narayan. The Nara Narayan incarnation is also one of Lord Vishnu's plenary expansions. Therefore, when Krishna and Arjuna went to see Lord Vishnu, it is to be understood that Arjuna visited in his Narayana capacity, just as Krishna, when he displayed his pastimes in Dwaraka, acted in his Vasudeva capacity. After visiting the spiritual world, Arjuna concluded that whatever opulence anyone can show within the material or spiritual worlds is but a gift of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is manifested in various forms as Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva, or in other words, as Svangsha and Vibhinangsha. Vishnu Tattva is known as Svangsha, and Jiva Tattva is known as Vibhinangsha. Krishna can, therefore, display himself by his different transcendental pastimes in the portion of either Svangsha or Vibhinangsha, as he likes, but still he remains the Supreme Personality of Godhead.